One point of contention in the Social Security debate is what it would cost to manage individual accounts. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, the size of the management fees could make a big difference in future retirement savings.
At a Boys and Girls Club in San Diego, some 75 men and women have gathered for a town hall meeting on Social Security. The Diet Coke and cranberry juice in the corner sit untouched as the elderly audience peppers Congressman Bob Filner with questions. One man asks about the fees that might be charged on the personal accounts President Bush has proposed. For Filner, a Democrat, those fees are another reason to attack the president's plan.
The question was, what about brokerage fees? We're talking about tens of billions of dollars. So a percentage of that, even a reduced percentage, is an incredible amount of money. Somebody has to manage each of those funds. There's going to be a fee lost to the middleman.
There's some question of just how eager private investment firms are to manage millions of small accounts. President Bush promised in his State of the Union address personal accounts would not be a windfall for Wall Street.
We'll make sure the money can only go into a conservative mix of bonds and stock funds. We'll make sure that your earnings are not eaten up by hidden Wall Street fees.
The president suggests modeling personal accounts on the thrift savings plan now offered to federal employees. Because that plan strictly limits investment options, and the government itself handles most of the record keeping, management fees are very low. University of Chicago economist Austin Goolsbee says that's a good starting point for personal accounts, but he worries the fees won't stay low, especially if individuals are given control of their own accounts. He notes that President Bush's Advisory Commission on Social Security recommended giving individuals more control once their accounts reach $5,000.
What I am afraid of is that 5 years from now, when there are a whole bunch of accounts getting to the $5,000 range, Wall Street will weigh in and say, do you want the government managing your money? Don't you want to turn it over to the private sector and let them make the choices?
If that happens, Goolsbee says, fees become a big factor. Consider a 21-year-old worker who starts saving $1,000 a year in a personal account. If the money grows at 5%, by the time the worker retires at age 67, he'd have nearly $178,000. But that's not counting management fees. If fees run around one-third of 1%, as the Social Security Administration estimates, our retiree would still have $162,000. But if the management fees were slightly higher, say 1.1%, the weighted average of today's mutual funds, that would whittle the nest egg down to $127,000. The additional fees would have cost our retiree $35,000, or more than 20% of his retirement savings.
Though it seems like a niggling minor point, it's absolutely fundamental to whether you think these accounts are a good deal or not.
Social Security might be able to achieve the higher returns of the stock and bond markets without the expense of personal accounts. After all, that's what big public pension funds do. California's public employees' retirement system has averaged returns of nearly 10% per year over the last decade. Spokesman Darren Hall says CalPERS management fees are less than 0.2%. A third lower than even Social Security's estimate of the cost for private accounts.
We can do the job a whole lot better. Size gives you the strength and also the ability to provide these benefits and services at a much lower cost.
Over the course of a career, keeping costs low can translate into sharply higher retirement savings. Scott Horsley, NPR News.